Justin Blackman with wide receivers coach Jerry Sullivan. Back in the practice field, Blackman for the first time in a month, the second-year receiver coming off a four-game suspension. He'll make his season debut Sunday in St. Louis. It's a busy day here on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, J.P. Shadrick with a senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Before we get to Blackman, the biggest news of the day, the Jaguars in the process of making a trade. Left tackle Eugene Monroe sent to the Baltimore Ravens, the eighth overall selection in the 2009 draft. He started 62 games in his Jaguars career, including the first four of this season. Head coach Gus Bradley addressed the pending trade after walkthrough today.
Eugene Monroe is a really good player, a really good person. He has always been good to me. When I first met him and we talked and through this whole process, I have nothing but great things to say for him. And the team feels the same way. So now you go into the team and we acknowledge it. I know at some places maybe it's not even talked about, but that's not how we approach it. We brought it up to the team. We talked about it, explained it as best I could to him. And then, we wish him the best, and it gives opportunity for others now.
Obviously, big news. It kind of broke nationally last night. Still an ongoing situation. Might not be finalized till tomorrow, but are you surprised by this?
Well, I think you have to be. It's hard to imagine a bigger in-season trade. You've got your starting left tackle, a guy who, as you said, top 10 pick in 2009. I think people thought there might be something in the works like this because with the Jaguars' record with building for the future, you figure they might be looking to compile draft picks. Still, there's no way that you can say Eugene Monroe traded in the middle of the regular season. Not a surprise.
The locker room was open today before practice. Kind of a different feel in there today. A lot of guys had different opinions on this, but what was the overriding theme? Well, if you had to pick one.
I think the overriding thing, and what people should remember, is these guys are pros. As Maurice Jones-Drew said, he's been around here a while. He's seen some strange things go on here in the past. But once you've been in the league a while, you know that while this may be surprising, nothing really shocks you. And I think the veterans realize where this franchise is at in the building process. Is it tough? Is it a situation where they look at things and say, boy, could I be next? Boy, what does this mean? Yes, but they're pros, and you've got to handle it, and you've got to get ready for the next game.
Sounds like there might be some picks coming the Jaguars' way. We might be busy around here come February, March, getting ready for
there's no question about
the draft. The other part of this story, of course, is rookie right tackle Luke Jokel. He'll go to the left side now. That's his natural position. For Luke, the news of the trade came as a little bit of a surprise last night.
I'm excited about the opportunity, but it was a shock hearing it, and excited to play left, but I wish I had more time, to spend time with Gene and learn more from him, because that was probably one of my best assets, was having him teaching me and being able to watch him in the film room. Was that's how I learned the game. I think one of the best ways was just by watching experience that like him play.
Well, John, of course, the expectation for Jokel is that he'll be at the left side now for probably a long time to come.
Well, and you thought at some point, or you knew at some point, that he'd move to the left. It's what he played at Texas A&M. It's why he was drafted. It's why everybody said this is a guy who should be the best player in the draft, who should be a long-time guy, maybe the only can't-miss guy in the draft last year. This is where he's supposed to be, so we'll see how it works out for him.
So the question now is on the right side. Austin Pastor and Cam Bradfield will battle for the right tackle spot for the Jaguars. Now, of course, for the news that would have dominated the day had the trade not happened. Justin Blackman back on the practice field for the first time in the regular season. His four-game suspension is done. Blackman now ready to contribute to this offense again.
It's very frustrating sitting there watching the team play, but just been working out, trying to get it ready to get back out there to play. I mean, it's tough to watch, period. So especially seeing him struggle, it was very hard to watch.
Well, John, for an offense that is in need of some weaponry around here, there might not be a bigger one than Justin Blackman.
Yeah, I was struck today listening to Maurice Jones-Drew talk. There's a real belief with the skill players in this offense that getting Justin Black will help immediately. How much? The offense obviously needs a lot of help, so it'll be interesting to see. But they do believe that this guy's going to help and soon.
Busy day, and it's only Wednesday.
It's going to be a good week.
The Jags and the Rams come up Sunday in St. Louis. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.